Yeah! Welcome to episode 55. Jason, this is episode 55. I like AKA that episode because it reminds me of two S's, so it's like that episode. Because, hello, Jason? Jason, hi. Hi, I'm Robert Benfer, and this is Noxcast Radio, episode S. And, I don't think Jason is here. I don't think Jason, when we started the episode, I didn't realize that I hadn't talked to Jason yet, and I don't think he's even here. I think he's a little late. I think he's a little late for the episode, a little late for the meeting. And this is not good. I'm here alone, and Jason's not here helping me out. So, Jason, maybe if I use the Jason call, crap. I need spoons though. It only works when I use spoons for the Jason call. I don't know, I can try it with my mouth. I can try it with my mouth, I can go...
Hey.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, who are you?
Hey, I'm Robert Benfer. You're Jason Steele, right?
No, this is Diana.
Oh, crap. Diana?
Diana.
No, this is not... No, not Diana.
What
Jason
do you want?
Jason Steele. I want Jason Steele. Could you,
What do you want?
Have you seen a guy with a stupid shirt and a mustache?
No.
No, you haven't?
No.
He's like, 8 feet tall? 300 pounds?
No. I have seven fingers.
He wears a cape?
I have seven fingers.
Seven fingers. Well, then you are definitely not Jason.
I have seven fingers.
You do me a favor.
What do you want?
Can you do me a favor?
What do you want?
Me a favor?
What?
Go outside and see if Jason is
Absolutely
out there.
Absolutely not.
Go outside
Sorry,
and
no.
see if Jason's out there, because this
no.
is not good.
No.
This is not good because there's no Jason.
No.
This is supposed to be the Jason and Knox show.
No.
It's not called the Jason and Knox show, but that's what it's basically supposed to be. And right
no.
now, it's... Knox.
No.
And Diana.
No.
You know, that's kind of a girl's name, isn't it?
No. Yes.
you're a guy with a girl's name.
No.
Oh, so you're a girl.
Yes. You
okay,
idiot.
So.
My name is Diana. What do you think?
I'm sorry, I can't see you. I'm sorry, I can't see what you look like, so I couldn't tell. I mean, you sound like a man, to be honest.
I can see you.
You can see me?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm one of those telemethic people.
Telemethic people?
Yeah, you know, whatever the word is.
Telemethic people.
You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just kind of frustrated here.
You got a problem with that?
We're 6 minutes into the episode and Jason's not here yet, and I'm
kind of... You got a problem with that?
I'm kind of stuck with... No, I don't have a problem with that.
I think you've got a problem with that.
Okay, what exactly do I have a problem with?
I think you've got a problem with that.
I don't think I have a problem with anything, really. I was just
doing the
Jason...
I think you've got a problem with that.
I was just doing the Jason call, and you showed up. I was going...
I hate you. I hate you so much.
What are you, my mom?
I hate you.
Heyo. Okay, well, Diana, can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you go to Jason's...
No, absolutely not.
Go to Jason's mailbox,
no.
Maybe try to find some fan mail.
No.
So we can read some fan mail
no.
and get something going. I feel a little awkward here
no.
because you know, I'm waiting for my friend, and I'm starting to worry that something happened to him, because he's usually here to do the show.
I hate you. Now. I dyed my hair purple.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Purple.
Purple hair. Purple hair is pretty cool.
Purple.
I like purple hair.
I hate you.
Okay, well, I guess there's nothing I can do about that.
One.
Seeing as how.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Okay, see, you think,
okay,
you're,
so I
think you're so much better than me with your math? I got the math too. Six.
I didn't
seven,
say anything about math, but.
Eight.
A.
Nine.
B.
Ten. Oh, yeah, you're trying to one up me, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
D,
well, yeah. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
10. 11.
E,
12.
F,
13.
G.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
H. I. J. I'm about to run out of letters.
Yeah, did you go to school for that, huh?
Yes, I did. For,
go to school for that?
Not a long time, but yes, I went to school for that.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I hate you.
What letter was I on? L. M. See, I'm gonna run out of letters, and I'm not gonna know what to
do. I have seven fingers.
Yes, I know that. Why do you have seven fingers? Would you get three of them chopped off?
No.
So you were just born like that. You were just born with seven fingers.
Yes.
So you're just, you know,
genetic defect.
Yeah. You know, I think your brain has a genetic defect.
Hey, screw you.
You know, I think your vocal cords
has
a genetic defect too, because you sound like a man.
You're intolerant.
You're probably ugly. You probably
you're intolerant of people different
than
you.
You probably have a beard. You probably have a beard.
I hate you.
You're probably hairy and gross, and I want you to get Jason, because he's not hairy and gross. Get Jason. Do you want me to
go through your fridge?
Do you want me to, what?
I'm gonna go through your fridge and steal your sodas.
Wait, are you in my?
I'm gonna go through your fridge and steal your sodas.
Wait, are you in my house right now?
Yeah, wait, Dr. Pepper.
Wait, are you in my house
right
now?
You have any Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't. No, I usually don't drink Dr. Pepper.
You have a mixed Dr. Pepper and rum?
No, I don't.
Tastes like crap.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Tastes like crap. It's a bad idea.
If you're in. Wait, seriously, are you in my house? Answer my question. Because if you're in my house.
You lied. You do have Dr. Pepper.
Wait, hold on a second. What? You're in my house? The hell?
No, it's Diet Dr. Pepper. That's even worse.
What the hell? You are in my house. What are you doing in my fridge?
Trying to find some sodas here.
Close the fridge door. Close
I'm closing the fridge until I get my sodas. You have any Mr.
No,
Pibb?
We don't have any.
Mr. You have any Mr. Pibb?
No, we
Pibb?
Don't have any sodas. All we have right now is Gatorade.
You had
get
some
out
Dr.
of my
Pepper.
House.
You had some Diet
put
Dr.
Down
Pepper.
The,
that's crap.
Put down the Dr. Pepper and get the hell out of my house. Because I'm trying to do a show, and I don't want no freaking cavemen or cavewomen sneaking in. Well, you look like a caveman.
Hey.
I was right. No, I was right. You look exactly like I
that
am
is discriminating against my people.
O-P.
That is discrimination. I will
discrimination
file a lawsuit
against
you for this infraction.
Discrimination against ugly people.
I hate you.
Ugly people who are very creepy, and you probably killed Jason, didn't you? I know you killed Jason because he's usually doing Noxcast Radio right now. And
why don't you have any Mr. Pibb?
I don't drink Mr. Pibb.
Why don't you have any Mr. Pibb?
I drink Coca-Cola, that's what I drink. I drink Coca-Cola. But if you want, you can have some of this milk.
I'll just
here.
Have to settle for the Diet Dr. Pibb.
We have Diet Dr. Pibb? Why do we have Diet Dr. Pibb?
You're an idiot.
I don't. What?
There's no such thing.
Did you just call me an idiot?
I hate you.
Well, I don't drink Dr. Pibb, so how would I know if there's a diet or not?
You and your math.
Doesn't make me an idiot. I mean, there's a Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, you know, freaking diet everything, so, you know, I assume, okay.
There is no Dr. Pibb. It's Mr. Pibb or Dr. Pepper.
You know what? I don't care. I don't drink any of it. Whatever the hell it is.
You're a moron.
It has nothing to do
you're
with being
a moron.
An idiot. No, if I don't. No, I just don't
you're
like
drinking. You're a moron.
Get out of my house.
You probably don't even know what shoes are.
I know.
You're so stupid.
What? I know exactly what shoes are. I'm wearing shoes right now. Look, I'm wearing shoes right now.
I'm wearing sandals.
No, actually, you're wearing shoes, so you're the one who doesn't know what shoes are. You don't know what shoes are. You're
wearing sandals on.
You're wearing tennis shoes.
I don't wear tennis shoes.
You're wearing tennis shoes.
I wear sandals.
You're wearing tennis shoes and a t-shirt.
I wear sandals.
With a turtleneck.
Sandals.
Q. R.
Oh, there you go again.
T. U.
There you go.
B.
With your numbers.
W. X. Y.
There you
Z.
go with your numbers.
They're not numbers. They're not numbers, they were letters.
You have any macaroni?
Wait, what the hell?
I want some macaroni.
Everything in my freezer is gone. Did you steal everything from my freezer?
I want some macaroni.
You're not getting any macaroni. You took everything from my freezer. There's nothing. It's like a new refrigerator. What the hell did you take?
I want some macaroni.
I had chicken patties in here and everything, and I had ice. I had ice cream. I had macaroni. So you obviously ate that already.
I want some macaroni.
Well, I had the microwave, TV dinner kind.
Go to Walmart.
Now they're gone.
Go to Walmart, pick up some macaroni.
Okay, let's go to Walmart. You want to go to Walmart?
No.
Okay, alright. Well,
no
macaroni. No macaroni. No macaroni. Okay. Wait, what the hell's going on?
Hey.
Who's there?
Hello.
Who's there?
Hello.
Who the hell is this?
I am the rat wizard, Nicodemus.
Oh, God, now we got another person in my house.
I am the rat wizard.
No, you're
Nicodemus.
Not.
Nicodemus.
No, you're not. You're a regular human being, and you don't have any clothes on.
I am the naked rat wizard with a shirt on and an amulet called Nicodemus.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to have to ask you guys to both leave my house.
I ain't going anywhere.
Leave my house. I'm
I ain't going nowhere.
The police.
Trust in the power of the amulet.
What? What does that
Trust
even mean?
The power of the amulet.
I don't understand.
It is shiny. It will protect you from the evil rats.
Man, where the hell is Jason? Jason!
You have any Dr. Peppers?
No, I don't
power
have any freaking Dr.
Amulet.
Peppers. If I didn't have any Dr. Peppers,
spin the amulet and watch it bend light.
Are you stealing my forks?
The forks hold the amulet.
Okay, a naked guy is stealing my forks. And I just
I must construct the ancient plastic pedestal of the amulet.
Whatever.
I like this guy. This guy's pretty cool.
No, this guy sucks.
This guy's
stealing
awesome.
My silverware. This guy's stealing my silverware. And I honestly don't know what to. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with you guys. Besides, call the police.
Only the power of the ancient plastic pedestal of the amulet can stop the evil rats.
See, this guy knows what he's talking about. Unlike you, Robert.
No, he has no idea what he's talking about.
He knows,
he
Robert.
No, I.
This guy's got it going on.
The only reason why I'm not calling the police is because I don't want them to find my giant spiders. Because I've been experimenting with spiders, and I accidentally made a bunch of giant spiders. And if they find these giant spiders, I'm going to get in big trouble.
How big are we talking about here?
We're talking a good 10 feet.
Oh, wow.
In my garage.
That is pretty
garage.
Impressive.
Hey, you know, why don't you guys, go outside and, maybe, hang out with them, and I'll stay in here and They won't bite.
Some pretty big spiders.
Pretty big. Why don't you go doing that? I'll check them out.
You have any Dr. Pepper?
No, I don't have any Dr. Pepper. Look, here, I have some Gatorade. You want some Gatorade?
No.
Want some Gatorade?
Absolutely not.
You don't
Gatorade
want some
is the liquid of the evil rats.
Get off my refrigerator.
Gatorade emanates
Get
evil.
Get off of my refrigerator.
I must cleanse the Gatorade with the power of the ancient plastic pedestal of, with the amulet.
So is that a yes? You do want Gatorade?
I am channeling my chakras through the ancient plastic pedal that holds the ancient amulet.
I tell you what. If you get off my fridge, I will give you this Gatorade.
May the fur on my back and the fleas within cleanse the Gatorade.
See, this guy knows what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't actually.
This guy's like in tuned with
This guy is a lunatic.
With the metaverse. This guy's totally hippin'.
The metaverse resides inside of the ancient amulet.
See, I told you. He knows what he's talking about.
He just lit my trash can on fire.
Yeah, well, that's how he gets rid of the,
He lit my trash can on fire.
The rat demons or whatever the hell they are.
The evil rats fear fire, for it emanates from inside the plastic pedestal of the ancient amulet.
So do you want rat demons in your house, Robert?
There's no such thing as
rat
demons.
Do you want rat demons?
There's no such thing as rat demons, and my house is burning.
If you want rat demons in your house, then yeah, I'll kick them out. But I think this guy's doing you a service. He's doing you a service, and you're just being a little baby about it. You're not being grateful. You're not being grateful.
Belt is the rat demons. Because they're kitchen. Why would I care about rat demons when my kitchen is on fire?
Because the rat demons are, I'm assuming, pretty bad. It's not something you want to keep around.
No, it's because the naked guy lit my trash can on fire for no reason.
Rat demons come from the 13th parallel of doom.
I bet you didn't
even know about the 13th parallel of doom. See, that's why you gotta get a professional in here. That's why you gotta get this guy who's a professional at what he does. He's gonna
never
get rid of your rat
guy,
demons. He's gonna get rid of them, and then you're gonna go to Walmart, pick up a case of Dr. Pepper.
I've never done anything to you people. I don't even know you people. Why are you doing this to me?
Trust in the ancient plastic pedestal of the ancient amulet and its power.
See, that's your problem, Robert. You don't have any trust for the
you.
For anything, let alone the ancient pedestal of
I'm about to stab this guy.
I wouldn't do that, Robert. This guy seems like he can summon some pretty scary crap.
No, he can't.
Yeah,
he can.
He's
regular.
Strike me down with your plastic spork, and only thousands upon thousands of angry, cleansed rat demons shall issue forth from me.
You hear that? That sounds like a pretty, pretty ominous warning there, Robert. I wouldn't mess with this dude.
Doesn't really sound like anything, really. Doesn't really make any sense to me, and to be honest, I don't believe you guys. I think you're full of crap. I think you're making.
Oh, yeah, well, I think you're full of some duty.
Full of some duty.
I think you're full of some duty there, Robert.
You did not just go there.
I went there and I came back and I set up a camp and built a library for mentally challenged children.
Yeah, well, you know what? The fact that
that's
you were
what,
even
that's
there.
What I did.
The fact that you even went there in the first place, man, I can't believe you went there. Did you take a bunch of pictures with Ronald McDonald while you were there? I bet you did. I bet you stayed there for 2 days while you were there.
I think you're a 12 wormhole hounding Zool beast of the fourth dimension of Zargul.
I have no idea
what
that?
You
just
said. That?
I have no idea what he just said.
Well, you know, when I listened to
what did he just call me?
I don't know, but it's I would if I were you, Robert, I would just let this guy do what he needs to do in your house, fumigate it for the evil extra dimensional rat king.
Yeah, but what exactly he's talking about, does he need to do? But, he's lighting things on fire.
Well, that's part of the ancient spiritual ritual of whatever the hell he said.
And, it is not I who lights things on fire. It is the power of the ancient plastic pedestal which holds the ancient amulet.
Yeah, you hear that, Robert? You just gotta listen and you learn things, okay?
I'm sorry, I don't buy it. It's a little far-fetched for me.
You just gotta listen and you learn stuff and you become a better person for it, you know?
I don't think that justifies burning down my house because there's fire almost all around us right now, and it's getting a little hot.
Well, that's not too bad of a trade-off, considering what you're getting in return.
This is my house, and this is where I live. I'm starting to assume that you guys killed Jason.
Hey.
Now you're trying to kill me.
Hey.
What?
Do you lack faith in the ancient plastic pedestal which holds the ancient amulet?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I went there. Oh, yeah, now
doom.
I went there.
Doom you shall bring upon you and your household.
Now you've done it, Robert. You've brought doom upon yourself in the house here.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of it. I'm glad.
Festering swarms of doom.
You know, it's the least I can do for
dirty,
you, bring down my house.
Disgusting, demon rat-filled spawns of hell shall crawl on the walls.
Yeah,
and
whatever, dude.
Spell horrible things that even I do not understand.
And that's pretty bad, Robert. When this dude doesn't understand what crap is gonna come and infest you in your life, then that's pretty
Nothing
bad.
Nothing is gonna come and infest me.
That's not good, Robert. I'd make up to the gods of whatever pretty quickly.
A year's worth of diarrhea you shall have in one day, says the ancient amulet.
Now that's pretty intense right there. That's
Man,
pretty nasty.
Man, what the hell? This guy is wearing a Star Trek uniform now. Where'd that come from?
That's.
I found it in the closet of the one named Benford.
Well, that's embarrassing right there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have.
That's pretty embarrassing. That's pretty.
Along with this rather comfortable wonder bra.
Oh man.
That's my girlfriend.
You got something to say,
here.
Robert?
She left it over here. It's a Star Trek uniform.
You got something to say, Robert?
The Star Trek uniform belongs to my girlfriend too.
I think you got something to say, Robert.
Sometimes we like she likes you know she dresses up
What's
as
this?
You know weird
the
things.
The ancient amulet. It points towards something of oddness, possibly from the third dimensional parallel of doom.
Oh man!
It's pointing to the drawer. I'm opening the drawer.
Don't please don't open that.
It appears to be yes.
Please
it
don't,
is
don't.
A vibrating automated vagina.
I don't.
This is the cause of your doom.
I've
nuts.
Never seen that in my life. You know what? You can take it, because it's not mine.
I wouldn't touch it with your...
Okay, so things have gotten pretty awkward here.
It's not mine, so...
I think we've learned things about you, Robert, that the...
No, you didn't learn anything about me. No, the Star Trek uniform is my girlfriend. Sometimes she likes to dress up for me, and I have
the
a weird
cheeky
thing.
Energies are too great for me. I and my amulet of power must move on to a new realm. Farewell.
Yeah, goodbye, amulet guy.
Wow. He's gone. He's gone. Well, how nice of him to come into my house, set my bathroom... kitchen on fire and then leave.
I know, that was great.
Thank you, naked man. Thank you, naked man, for coming in my house, lighting my trash can on fire, embarrassing the hell out of me and making a fool out of me, and then leaving.
That's how it goes in the third dimension, you know?
He took my computer!
He totally jacked your comp.
You know how much... Damn it! He took my computer. And he took my Star Trek... I mean, he took the Star Trek uniform. I could have used that for a, you know, a movie or something.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go to Walmart, get some Dr. Peppers, so I'll see you later.
So, how was the Vox social? It was a rockin' suckin' good time.
I am quite pleased with your response.
I appreciate your comments. A conversation with you is most satisfying.
I am sure glad I got my library books turned in on time.
Do you mind if I inquire? What day were they due?
I don't mind at all if you inquire. I value your curiosity. The library books are due on the 16th of May, but we are seniors, and so they were due on the 9th for us.
I'm disappointed to say to myself I've not returned these books to our wonderful library system. What day is it today?
I am sorry to tell you, Nick. However, today is the 10th of May, exactly one day after our books were due back at our wonderful library system.
Jason, if those books make it to the Federation Office of Administration for the Union, I could be exiled to the Den of Iniquity.
I'm afraid there is nothing you could do now, Nick. We are not allowed to leave this domicile.
I must get those books, which means I must leave this domicile.
It is too dangerous, Nick. The robots monitor the halls. If you get caught, well, you know what could happen if you get caught.
I am afraid to respond. I have no other choice. I request that you wish me luck.
At your request, I wish you luck.